Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Jay Gorney, Matty Melnick, Freddie Martin, and the state of Indiana, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, December 12th, marked the birth in 1896 in Bialystok, Russia, of composer Jay Gorney. He came to the U.S. in 1906 and grew up in Detroit. He attended the University of Michigan, where he received extensive musical training, organized the school's jazz band, and earned a law degree. After practicing law for about a year, he decided he really wanted to make music his career. He began composing in the mid-20s and worked for Paramount Pictures in the Astoria Studios in New York from 1929 to 30. In 1932, Jay Gorney wrote the score for the show Americana, the big hit from which was the Depression song Brother Can You Spare a Dime, with the lyrics by Yip Harburg. Other collaborators included Henry Myers, Edward Eliscu, Lou Brown, Sidney Clare, and Howard Dietz. In 1933, he went to Hollywood and worked on films for 20th Century Fox. Here are three from the pen of Jay Gorney.
Made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al, it was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal, brother, can you spare a dime?
Opened my eyes. Since it came to me, life's a game to me, with a sweetheart surprise. I never knew how good it was to be a slave to one who means the world to me. I love that man from the start, and way down deep in his heart, I know he loves me, heaven knows why. And when he tells me he can't live without me, what wouldn't I do for that man? He's not an angel or saint, and what's the odds if he ain't? With all his faults, I know he'll get by. I'll be so true to him, he'll never doubt me. What wouldn't I do for that man? For when he let me lean my weary head on his shoulder, I close my eyes right there and wish I never grow older. I'll never leave him alone, I'll make his troubles my own. I love that man as nobody can. I'm just no good when his arms are above me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, what wouldn't I do for that man? My own. I love that man better than I do myself. I'm just no good when his arms are about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, there's not a thing I wouldn't do for my man. That's all. Thank you.
Eva Taylor with the Colster Dance Orchestra, a Ben Selvin band, December 9th, 1929, and the politically incorrect When I'm Housekeeping for You with the lyric by Howard Dietz. Eva Taylor was preceded by Annette Hanshaw singing Yip Harburg's lyric to the Jay Gorney tune What Wouldn't I Do for That Man, recorded September 16th, 1929. That song was featured in the movie Glorifying the American Girl. We started the show with Jay Gorney's most famous composition, Brother Can You Spare a Dime, with lyrics by Yip Harburg. That was performed by Charlie Palloy and his orchestra and recorded October 1st, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, December 10th, marked the birth in 1904 in Newark, New Jersey, of Matty Melnick. He was with Paul Whiteman from mid-1927 to 38, but also did arranging and some freelance recording. From 1938 to the early 40s, he led a combo featuring trumpeter Manny Klein and accordionist Milton DeLug, but he also led a big band on occasion and had a long run at the Palladium in Los Angeles in 1942. Also in the 40s, he could be heard on the Dick Powell, Joe E. Brown, and Duffy's Tavern radio shows. But in the 30s, along with chief collaborator Johnny Mercer, he wrote a number of good songs, and here are some of them.
If I spent the know I would never care, because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming of what I would do. If I had $1 million, I know just what I would do. I would tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for. I'd have enough to pay for them all, COD. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care. Because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming of what I would do. If I had $1 million for you.
Again, said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you, I've no one. And so I'm through with love, I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you or no one, and so I'm through with love.
Don Voorhees and his orchestra with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on the Matty Melnick, Gus Kahn, and Jerry Livingston collaboration, I'm Through With Love. That was recorded June 20th, 1931, and released about a month later on Hit of the Week 1154. Before that, it was the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, backed by Jimmy Greer and his orchestra in Los Angeles on October 4th, 1934, and If I Had $1 Million. That's from the picture Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, starring Jack Benny. We begin with Matty Melnick's most famous composition, Goody Goody, played by the British Band of Lou Prager and his Roman's Restaurant Dance Orchestra. Sam Costa sang the Johnny Mercer lyric on April 23, 1936. Matty Melnick, born December 10, 1904.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show? Well, you can send any or all of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, December 9th, marked the birth in 1906 of bandleader Freddie Martin. He grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, where he learned tenor sax and drums and landed some local musical jobs. In the early 30s, he was a sideman for a number of bands in New York, and in 1932 was able to form his own band, which had engagements at the Hotel Bossert, Hotel Roosevelt, Waldorf Astoria, Ritz-Carlton, and St. Regis Hotels in New York, and the Palmer House, the Edgewater Beach Hotels, and Aragon Ballroom in Chicago. He began a prolific output of recordings beginning in 1932, some under pseudonyms including Bob Causer, Albert Taylor, Ed Lloyd, Alan Burns, and the Hotel Bossert Orchestra. He was heard on radio in the 30s on shows including American Review, Vic's Open House, and Lady Esther's Serenade. Freddie Martin led his band into the 1970s. Here's Freddie Martin.
If I had you, you'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed, and you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher, what can I do but give my heart to you, beautiful girl. Thank you.
let's call it a day. Let us say it was just meant to be a sweet memory. Love won't stay. Let's call it a day in saying goodbye. Let us try to avoid any tears. Let's be thankful for years that we're gay. It's easy that way. Let's have no regrets or a word of blame. Just like two old vets, let's say we took what came. Let's call it a day. Let us say that we just can't pretend, and we know it's the end, so why delay? Let's call it a day.
Little drama, we kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour, your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last
A trio of rapidly rotating records from Freddie Martin and his orchestra. We began with Terry Shand vocalizing on Beautiful Girl from September 20th, 1933. Then from the picture Strike Me Pink, it was the Lou Brown-Ray Henderson collaboration, Let's Call It a Day. That was credited on the label as Bob Causer and the Cornelians, and the vocalist was Elmer Feldkamp. We finished up with Buddy Clark performing vocally on Stars Fell on Alabama. Bandleader Freddie Martin, born December 9th, 1906. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at radiofreeworld.com. Quick, which is the 19th state admitted to the Union? Correct! The Hoosier State, Indiana, which became part of the United States last week on December 11th in 1816. The state's nickname, Hoosier, means rustic. The capital of Indiana is Indianapolis, the state flower is the peony, and the state bird is the cardinal. The cardinal is also the state bird of three of the four states that border Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio. The fourth state is Michigan. So here is a set of rapidly rotating records to commemorate Indiana's statehood.
Big fat girl now and then is relished by the best of men. over hills and valleys. I'm going back to Indiana. I claim that my Anna is the fattest girl in all of the world. Why, she's just profiteering in meat. And whenever we go out for a walk, the people look at us and think it's some kind of a convention. And the doctor, he advised Anna that she would have to reduce her weight for the benefit of her health. So she thought she'd take up horseback riding. I'll never forget the first day she got on a horse. Why, the poor animal sunk right in the middle. He took one look at Anna, started to laugh, rolled over, and died. Well, you can't blame the poor thing. And other day, Anna and I, we were in a streetcar, just taking a little trolley ride, inexpensive, and the car was rather crowded. A little while, about 5 or 6 men got on the car, and Anna whispered to me, one of those loud, ladylike whispers. She says, "Isn't it a shame that all these men have to stand?" One of the men heard her and then turned to Anna and said, "Well, miss, if you got up, we could all have a seat." Anna, from Indiana, she's just as playful as a baby grand piano. I feel so nice and I got the license. And though it costs $3, you can bet it's cheap for all I'm gonna get. Anna, from Indiana, we'll put my arms around as far as they will go. And though she looks just like a dummy, goodness, how she shakes her shoulders, I'm going back to Indiana.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate the admission of Indiana to the Union on December 11, 1816, as the 19th state. We began with the original Indiana 5 and Indiana Stomp, recorded by Jeanette in New York on June 19, 1925. That's from Volume 2 of a 4-CD series of the original Indiana 5 put out by Jazz Oracle. Frankly, I wasn't all that familiar with the group and bought just the first two of the CDs, but as soon as I put the first one in the player, I ran back and got the other two. The original Indiana Five was formed by Tommy Morton, drummer and leader of the band. They made their debut in about 1919 at the Harvard Inn on Coney Island and played at various venues on Coney Island until 1925, when they landed a gig at the Rosemont Ballroom in Brooklyn until the band broke up in early 1930. We finished the set with the OI5, credited on an Oriole 78 as the Dixie Jazz Band, and Indiana Shuffle, recorded in January of 1927. In between the original Indiana Fives, it was Eddie Cantor and the Harry Rose, Billy Gorman, and Eddie Gorman collaboration, Anna in Indiana, from June of 1921.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the part of the show where we play rapidly rotating records having had birthdays this past week. And here to start us off are the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra.
Thank you. honeymoon. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
While they were playing, they're making whooping. What is it all for? It's so you will fall for making whooping.
Thank you.
Albert's Dance Orchestra from an Edison disc recorded exactly 81 years ago today in Whispering Pines. That was preceded by Fran Fry with George Olson and his music and the Walter Donaldson-Gus Kahn collaboration Makin' Whoopee from December 11, 1928. George Olson and the band appeared in the Broadway musical Whoopee in 1928. We began with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with the vocal by Tony Sacco and Home, written by Harry Clarkson and Peter Van Steeden. That was recorded December 9, 1931. And we have time for one more by the original Indiana Five from October of 1926. This is the Benny Davis, Harry Axt, Harry Richman collaboration, My Baby Knows How. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.